done this first, but okay.
Natalie, am I correct if I sum it up by saying that you, your goal for the future is to maintain the programs that you have at the quality that you have and finish the building at a cost of approximately $300,000?
Right.
And you will have achieved what you want to accomplish for the Carriage House.
I think that's a
and
good
synopsis.
And you're
well on your way.
Yeah,
I think
we're
that's
working
terrific.
On.
Right.
And as I say, too, one of the things that we are working on is to provide all kinds of family resources and to help train young people.
Yes. Oh, yes.
To and work then, with young children.
An auxiliary goal is to create a more active training program for daycare people, workers.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you should take your fundraising skills to another venue, and that
we're
is
working
to improve
on.
Salaries.
We're working. Well, yeah.
So that you can attract.
That's a toughie.
That's
improving
the toughie.
Improving yeah. salaries, unless the government really gave more support. Now, I think the government is talking about giving some support now, but it's mainly to lower income families,
right.
which is fine. But all the research that has come out in the last year or so has shown that to start with infants. That's where it really starts, mm-hmm. and you've really got to provide quality care for very young children. And, you know, some people walk around our center and say, oh, how can a parent put a young child here? But, you know, I think our young children here do very, very well, and they learn. We have families who still keep in touch because their kids were friends in the infant
That's
room
so
together.
Nice.
And then the parents can go out and they can feel that their children are being very well taken mm-hmm. care of. Mm-hmm. And then they can become better and good people by enriching their own lives too.
Well,
so
yes. I mean.
Well, but I think you need to look at it. Some people are very good parents staying home nurturing their children.
Right.
And other people, really, that's not their. Not that they don't love their children
right.
and so forth.
No, I understand.
But and we need it all, and I think that we should be able, in especially in middle class societies, to not look down our noses if people stay home and take care of their children, and not look down at them if they want to go out and, you know, do their careers. We want our women, our daughters, to have good educations, and we want them to be able to work, and if they really then want to go on and work, then we should be able to provide the resources for them to do it. So I feel that I'm just providing a resource for families to do that. So some people might disagree.
I'm not going to get into a philosophical thing, but I think it's certainly a wonderful service to provide for the young woman who must work and has an infant or a small child, and is wracked with guilt and all sorts of things.
It's very hard.
We can assuage that.
When I meet with a new infant parent, I says, the infants are going to do fine, because the younger you start them, they'll have some illnesses and so forth,
right.
but they'll get into the program. But it is very difficult for these parents.
You can reassure them with a fine program.
So that's part of what we do here. We offer a lot of support for parents. Our parents are very involved in our program so that they feel part of what's going on.
I think that's a great service.
And it's tough. Yeah. Working with young children is not easy.
Oh, no. We all know that. We've been mothers. Right. Well, that's terrific. It really is. What you've accomplished is marvelous, and you should feel marvelous. Now I'm going to get back to you more personally.
Okay.
Tell us about, if you can, tell us, and if you will, tell us about your life with, I was thinking about you this morning, of course, and I thought, you really have two careers.
Mm-hmm.
You have a career here at the Carriage House, but you also, I think, have a kind of career as the wife of a judge. Can you tell us something about that and your children, and we'll get on to your children and so on.
Well, I think the neat thing about our relationship mm-hmm. is that we have both, Larry and I have both been very supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when he ran for judge, first he was appointed, and then he had a run, and I would work every day, he would work every day, and then we would have these places we'd have to go every night. And so I've always supported his career just as he supported mine. After he ran for judge, I said, I hope you win. But if you don't win, we're not going to go through this political thing again.
Tell us about what it's like to be a political wife.
Well, it's very interesting for judges because you're really not allowed to make any statements. You're really not supposed to be political, but you have to run. That's why it's kind of a tough thing. But Larry says to me, you like people. So every night we would go to, we had to go over the whole county to all these different parties and meet all these different committee people and everything. And we met wonderful, wonderful people. Mm-hmm. We really did. Mm-hmm. But a year of that is a long time.
Sure.
And fortunately he did win. And I think he's been a very good judge. He's been in family court the whole time, which is unusual. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been in family court almost 20 years.
Is that right?
And he's going to have to take senior judge status in the next couple months, but he'll probably stay on as a senior judge.
That means he can do some, but he doesn't have a full schedule.
Right, right.
You know what? It's marvelous how you two have worked really for the same goal.
Right.
Is to strengthen the family.
In fact, and any vacations or anything that we really took were almost to his meetings, whether he really is one of the first judges in the city to get really involved in mediation, family mediation.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
So we went to a lot of those meetings, mm-hmm. and in fact, I even presented at one of his meetings.
Did you?
That was kind of nice.
Neat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And as I say, he has been very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's working on budgets or writing proposals mm-hmm. and coming to the meetings. And he has a lot to add. He knows what family life is like. So we've been very fortunate.
You've been a team.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even our children, in a way, when we, our children help with the campaigning. I think it turned some of them off from politics. Except my oldest son. He was living in Florida when Larry was...
How old were your children when he ran to be a judge?
Let's see. Tommy was probably about 20.
Oh, they were grown.
22, yeah. Ellen was... She was still in college, I think. Mm-hmm. Or just started working. Mm-hmm. And John, our youngest, was still in high school.
Oh, I see.
So, in fact, when we started the Carriage House, Ellen was at Chatham as a student.
Is that right?
And she worked at... she worked at the Carriage House as a Chatham student.
Did she?
Yeah. She said it made her think long and hard before she had a family of her own. And John, our youngest, also helped out a lot at the Carriage House. He even became our maintenance man later.
Did he
really? Yeah. So our family was always involved in whatever he did. Tommy, our oldest, who had run for city council when he was turning 18.
Oh,
he was 17 and a student of Taylor Alderdice and needed an activity for his senior year,
uh-huh.
and he ran for city council. Fortunately, he didn't win. I think there were like 60-some candidates or something. But he learned a lot about politics and really wanted to help Larry in his campaign, but had already moved to Florida to take a job in public relations. But he came home and helped a little bit. And Ellen and John were here in Pittsburgh. And Ellen was very helpful. She used to carry all the bags with the pins and the nail files and all the things, emery boards and all the souvenirs. And Tom Forrester used to refer to her as the bag lady.
He wasn't all that wrong.
But John helped a little bit too, but he was still in high school and I think got pretty turned off.
So what it took about a year?
Took about a year. Okay. Well, yeah.
And he's never had to run again?
For retention. He had to run once for retention.
Which is the same effort? Do you have to put the same kind of effort in? You don't.
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But it's different now. I mean, it cost a lot of money then, but it costs a lot more money now.
Yeah, I suppose. You have to get into television and that kind of
thing. Yeah. And there are a lot more people running for judge now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more women. A lot of women judges. But I think Larry's made a real contribution
to his
part. I've been glad to help him. We've made some good friends throughout the state.
Uh-huh.
So
it's an interesting and challenging life that you've led.
Yeah, so it's been very rewarding.
Tell us about your children in a little more depth. Tommy is in public relations.
He was in public relations in Florida for a long time.
Where?
In Boca. Well, he started out in Fort Lauderdale, where he's now. And several years ago, he left public relations and went into financial planning, which is kind of what he's doing now.
Is he with a group?
A small group in Boca. And he's married and has two little girls.
What's his wife's name?
His wife's name is Pam, and she's from Cleveland.
And can you give us her maiden name?
Her maiden name was Pamela Bilski.
Bilski, B-I-L-S-K-Y. Okay. And they have two children.
Their names are Samantha and Sydney. My two granddaughters, Sam and Sid.
It's a new woman.
And we have fun. When you first called, we were in Florida for Grandparents' Day. They go to a school called Pinecrest there. And they belong to, Tommy was married by the Reformed rabbi in Boca, and he's now on the board of the temple there. And so he's still involved in his Jewish activities. Ellen, who lives here in Pittsburgh, is married to a man by the name of Michael Goldstein, who's from Columbus, Ohio. Both my kids married
Ohioans.
And she has been a pharmaceutical representative for the Upjohn Company since she graduated Chatham. So
right?
She's been with them a long time.
What did she major in?
Science, biology and science. And her husband's a lawyer and CPA. And they have one son.
What does her husband I do?
He's a lawyer and a CPA.
Okay.
So he really does tax law.
I see.
And they have one son, Matthew, and they live here in Pittsburgh, and Matthew graduated from the Carriage House.
Oh, so he was with Grandma.
He was here. In fact, they started at our center in Oakland because they lived out in Forest Hills at the time, and it was more convenient
you
there.
You have another center for the Carriage House?
Well, we have the McGee Center.
Oh, the McGee Center. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he went there for the first couple years, and then when they moved into Point Breeze, then he changed over here.
Okay.
And then I have a son, John, who's not married and lives in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And he's in a health-related field. He's in the fitness and wellness business.
Oh.
He works for a hospital.
He's a man after my own heart. Yeah. I'm very interested in that.
Oh, he's all the time. Mother, you're not doing this right. Mother, do this.
It is certainly the growing field.
And he feels that's what will prevent illness, staying in good shape. So that's...
He works for a hospital?
Uh-huh.
What does he do? Teach fitness?
He arranges all the programs, like they were doing something in McGee. He wants to make wellness a part of the program, even for all hospital employees, as well as for patients. In fact, when we were there visiting in the summer, he was doing a class. He does aerobics also for women our age to keep them in good health. Okay. So he promotes a whole lot of programs.
That's
the hospital.
We have nice places to visit.
We have nice places to visit.
Yes. Is there any, let me think, have you done anything in the community, any organizations, have you had time to be active in anything?
Well, I, as I say, for many years I was very active and on the board of Rettershall Sisterhood. I tried to stay pretty active when I first started. It got hard.
I mean, that's just a question I have to
ask.
They
asked me a couple years ago to be a director on their board, but it's very hard to get to those meetings. But I do. I still try to get to as many meetings. I try to go to as many council, because National Council of Jewish Women is one of my loves.
It's a great
organization. But I really can't get away too much in the daytime. I recently took on a board position with the Children's Home of Pittsburgh, which is down here at Negley and, it's Negley and 5th and Kentucky.
Negley. Mm-hmm. I'm volunteering there after this.
Are you?
I'm a baby holder.
You're a baby holder.
Is it a Kentucky?
It's a Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky, yeah. Right, I know where it is.
And it's just a great organization.
Yeah.
And the director of their program has a child here and just had another baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard so much about the program, and because of my connection with young children and with
mm-hmm.
McGee and with that, so
mm-hmm.
I've recently gone on their board.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. I'm supposed to go to a meeting there tomorrow morning, and at the time I can't. But I try to fit it in.
Right.
Yeah. So I try to go to his. We try to do as many things as we can. Larry's very involved in a lot of boards,
uh-huh.
so I let him take care of board.
He's the board man.
He's the board man.
Okay. Do we need to know where Kaplan's children went to school, to college? I don't think so.
I just those last questions.
I beg your pardon?
The last questions.
Okay. The last question is, if you had it to do over again, what would you do differently, if anything?
I don't know if there's anything that we would really do differently, except I think I may have mentioned instead of spending 3 years in Washington, D.C., we may have gone overseas for those 3 years. Because we really, because our schedules have been so busy, we really haven't been able to do a whole lot of traveling.
Well, maybe
but someday we might.
When Larry takes a reduced schedule and you perhaps take a reduced schedule.
But no, I think we've both been very blessed and enriched our lives with our careers, which is it's kind of nice.
It really is.
And it's interesting that when you start out in the field and you can stay in it your entire life. So I
And watch it grow.
I had no idea that we'd end up with quite as large an organization.
Right.
As
well,
you
there was a need and you have filled it very well.
Because between here and the other center, we're dealing with well over 350
children
and their families.
Right.
And we really rely on a lot of good people. That's why I feel training is so important,
mm-hmm.
because so if I can.
Natalie, I'd like to ask you a question that I'm interested in. Do you see Pittsburgh as a declining area for this kind of service? Are you feeling any crunch from the fact that
I've just seen a lot more changes in Pittsburgh than it used to be.
That's one of the questions I'm supposed to ask you.
Right now we have some wonderful young women working and one young man working
mm-hmm.
downstairs in our infant program.
Mm-hmm.
They're all moving out of town. There are about five of them because their spouses got jobs in other cities.
That's
very sad to me. The other thing that I see in working with the families who have children here, there is more movement than there used to be. I mean, our original families, they were all here, they stayed here.
Mm-hmm.
And now people have to look for opportunities in other places. And there just aren't as many opportunities in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the other thing that is I've watched too is a lot of families moving to the suburbs because of the schools.
Right.
They kind of stay here through their formative years, and then some when they get even closer to elementary school.
Oh, really? They make the move then.
Some of them.
Uh-huh.
Leave the city itself.
Does
and I would like to see that trend changed a little bit. Not that I have anything against the suburbs, but
no.
I just feel very strongly about Pittsburgh and the city. So I really feel that what we're doing here at the Carriage House with the Children's Center
uh-huh.
is really helping keep young families focused here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard for these people to find jobs. There are a lot of women now who are going to medical school and so forth, and it's hard to find jobs.
As doctors?
Even as doctors.
I think that's why women are going in. There are more women entering a class of at medical school than men, or at least it's like 51%
to
49.
It's 50, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a whole lot more, but it's a lot
more
women, and I think it's
because
it's just not as lucrative.
No.
As it was.
Ask her if I can call her back in just a couple minutes, or if she can call me back.
Do you draw from the suburbs? Do people
a little bit?
A little
yeah.
Bit. Uh-huh. it's best to rely on families who are living in the city for this.
Yeah, or working here.
Or work, oh, then, yeah. So they can drop the children.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who work at Pitt. Pitt does now have their own really nice child care center,
right.
And CMU has a good one.
Right.
But we still get a lot of university people,
mm-hmm.
As well as professional people.
Right. So you have interested, concerned parents.
Right, for the most part,
right.
Yes. We've also, one of the nice things that we have had, too, is we've had a lot more diversity, too, lately. You know, because a lot of people come here, both from India and from China and Japan, to study
mm-hmm.
at the universities
mm-hmm.
and the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
It's provided us a nice mix.
The Asian influx has been the greatest,
I think,
of all ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
More Asian people are coming in than any.
And so it's kind of nice for our families because
sure.
It provides, we have, multicultural dinners
and
things like that.
It's
really nice.
Everybody.
We had a wonderful event past Sunday night. Every year now the PTO has what they call their staff appreciation or their staff recognition dinner. And they recognize all the staff and the people who have been here 5 years, 10, 15.
Mm-hmm.
We've even had some 20-year people,
mm-hmm.
so that's very nice. And people make their dishes, from their all
the
parents.
Dish.
It's a covered dish affair, and it's really a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And then the parents recognize the staff and maybe do a little skit or write a little song or something. It's just a fun evening.
So. And you have it here?
Yeah, we had it up in the gym. We
okay.
had it last Sunday night. It was
and in
amazing.
That way, these newcomer families get a chance to meet other
right.
couples and other families.
Well, the rooms that the children are in sometimes become extended families
uh-huh.
for the people.
Especially for people who are new to
so
the area.
New people who are moving to the area. It's really
mm-hmm.
very nice.
And a nice way to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds great.
It has been.
Yeah.
It's been
good.
It's been
How about you, Ruth? Do you have anything you might want to ask that we might have skipped?
Yeah, I think about it.
Got it all. Good. And there's a lot to hear. It was really wonderful now.
Well, I feel very honored.